Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks, Rachel, and I appreciate all of you joining me for another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. And I really hope you will join us Sunday morning over at Sugar Hill Church. We have 9:30 and 11 a.m. gatherings for worship. And then at 11 o'clock in our chapel, we have Sugar Hill Español, our Spanish-speaking service. I really hope you'll join us. We'll be finishing off a series that we've been teaching for a few weeks on Nehemiah. So to prepare you for that, or even for those of you that have to watch us live, you're streaming somewhere where you can't be, your kid's in some type of tournament somewhere, just watch us live at our Facebook page, or just join us at live.sugarhill.church. But as we jump into this end of Nehemiah, Nehemiah has 13 chapters. And chapters 1 and 2 are about how Nehemiah has this broken heart and a calling to go build and rebuild the walls around the city of Jerusalem. And then in chapter 3, you see how God brings all this other help. And in chapter 4, then you realize he's being criticized from inside the wall and outside of the wall. In chapter 6, with all the criticism and all of the ongoing attacks from the enemy on the outside and for the critical words from people coming on the inside, they say, come on and meet with us, Nehemiah. And he knows they don't mean him goodwill. And so he says, I'm not coming off the wall. I'm not stopping. And then in chapter 8, Ezra, his buddy, opens up the book of the law, which consider it like this, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, as the law. And he begins to read this law, and people start grieving, not because what he's reading is sad. They start grieving because he's saying, this is how the Lord wants you to live. This is how your Creator wants you to live. And they have this wild and wonderful recognition that, wait a minute, we're not living as God wanted us to. Now, keep this in mind. They have just come out of decades and decades of being in slavery, and that the people in Babylon owned them. But now they've come home. They're no longer slaves. But now what do we do? And they begin to realize, as Ezra, with the walls being done, they've come inside the city, and Ezra opens up the scriptures and starts reading it for everybody. And the text says that all the people came, men, women, and kids, and they came for this perspective so that they might understand. I also think it's something that is a picture for us, that families were to come together. That's how we ought to teach the scriptures as well, with our children, with our family. There was a real honest-to-goodness revival taking place in Jerusalem. Now, if you're like me and you grew up in church, or you grew up in a Baptist church, maybe in a Pentecostal church or Church of God, then you are familiar with the old camp meetings, the old revivals. We use that word in the day, that revival was something you went and did, but revival came because the Word of God got into the hearts of the people. You see, when we have a heart bent toward God, and we have a heart full of God, then we are always in a position to be able to love people best. The book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12, puts it this way, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. In other words, the word of God, the Bible, is able to lay us open like a skillful surgeon, exposing the heart failures in our life. And when we react to the Word of God the way He intended for us to, revival is the result. Friend, listen, what happens in this great American world we live in is the fact that we desperately need revival. We are stuck in a selfish state. We are stuck in a place where we write about ourselves and post ourselves in social media as though everything was wonderful. But we all know that we're in such an odd time in the world. We have such binary thought problems that it's if this, then that. And we've checked ourselves out with our brains and said, but wait a minute, God has created us, and this is a God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, that revival isn't a something. Revival is a changed heart. Today, I want to ask you, have you spent enough time in Scripture to recognize that revival isn't evangelism? Revival is not evangelism. Evangelism is winning folks to Christ. Revival has to do with Christian people. Evangelism is the permanent, continuing work of the church. Revival is a gracious outpouring of God's Spirit. Listen, friend, if you want true revival to come to America, it has to start with you, where you let the Spirit of God do what only He can do in your life. And how do you turn the flame up with Him in your life? You let the Scripture, the Bible, get into you. Remember, it literally is a two-bladed sword, and it allows the Word of God to get in the nooks and the crannies of our life. And I just want to encourage you, let today not be an English muffin day, where all of a sudden you got nooks and crannies. Let it be a sourdough day, where all of a sudden the Spirit of God fills up every hole, every cranny, every nook, and He is able to say, you, my friend, are a child of God. Today, go get in the Word. God bless you. Rachel, tell them all about what's coming up at Sugar Hill Church, and I cannot wait to see you again as we join back for the weekday podcast next week. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.